What is up, dreamers?
Ugh.
Oh, I was waiting for an excessively excitable noise. You gave me that.
I feel filthy.
We've just ruined the mood of the podcast.
Sorry,
straight
I've
away.
Just eaten I've eaten a massive pizza, so.
Doesn't matter anyway. It's Wednesday the 9th of February, and this is the Get Lucid podcast, the podcast all about lucid dreaming. My name's Joe, and I'm with the splendid Thomas Smith once again. How's it going, Smith? You doing all right, sir?
I'm loving it. I'm doing absolutely 100%.
100%? Wow. That is quite a large percentage of wonderful. How's your lucid experience been this week? You've been...
Literally, fuck all's happened.
Really?
Nothing's happened.
Well, not a single thing?
Dead fish.
Well, so I'm going to have to carry the weight this podcast.
You're going to have to hold it all up.
It's going to be like dragging a dead horse.
Oh, straight away.
The animal reference. I've done all right this week. I've had a pretty tasty lucid dream.
You've had an outrageous experience.
Yeah, it was once
get any
again.
Women?
No.
Get any women this week?
You know I didn't get any women.
No? I just thought I'd let everyone know.
Well, they were going to know anyway. But I kind of did. I kind of managed to magic up a woman. But
go on then. Tell us your experience from the start.
Then.
Here we go.
Well, it was about 1942 and the World War. Basically, I fell into this dream. I don't particularly think it was a wild. Like, I wasn't. Well, it probably was. It's just that I wasn't attempting it, like, at the start. Like, I didn't sort of set myself out to have a wild. But I kind of woke up into a dream pretty much straight away. And it was really weird because I kept thinking about. I'd read something ages ago about how people get their limbs and stuff stuck into astral bodies. And I think because I thought of that, my head was like kind of stuck to the pillow because I woke up in like a bed and I was like, oh, I was trying to.
Was this a dream or
yeah,
astral?
This was a dream, right?
All right.
And I was attempting to get my head off this pillow, right? I wasn't trying to get it out of a body. I was just trying to get it off this pillow, right? So I was yanking my face off. And finally it popped, right? And I burst out into this dream.
Bloody mess.
The most annoying thing was that I had like my bed covers all over my face and it was proper obscuring like quite a bit of the vision, right? So I started unraveling it off my face and it was a never ending bed cover. It just constantly
so
my face.
You basically realise you're in dreams straight away and you're battling for control.
Yeah, instantly was battling for control. That's a perfect way of putting it. And straight away the dream was being a proper knob and was like Take this bed cover and let it just unravel. All right, so I was trying to unravel it for must have been a good minute. I was like, this isn't going anywhere, right? So I tried to rip it off my face, right? And at the time, I had a little bit of a bit of stubble growing. So I proper ripped it. And
what, with the stubble?
Yeah, and like ripped all the thing, and I felt it proper rip off my stubble. I was like, oh, fuck. God, that was tasty. And I woke up and I didn't have a beard left. I was like, shit. No, and then so I ripped it off, right, and finally it was gone, and I could see what was going on in this dream, and I looked around, and I was in my old bedroom, and I've noticed that quite a lot of times, I'm actually in my old bedroom, in, like, obscure ways. Like,
well, there you go, that's your dream sign.
Yeah, no, it definitely is a dream sign
that's
now.
That's a good one.
The problem is that you can't really test for that well, because I'm never in that room, because I moved house, like, 10 years ago, but yeah, so like I was in this room and it was like a loft conversion, like a, I don't know what they call it in other countries, but we call it loft conversion and attic conversion maybe, I don't know. The room that you normally put the storage up, but it's been converted to a bedroom. And yeah, so I was in this room and it was epically bigger than I ever remember it being. And there was no like ladder stair things that go down.
Right.
It was just a door and I was like, oh, well, Smith said, if I just think there's going to be some tasty women behind this door and open the door, there's going to be some tasty women, right? So that was what was going through my mind. I did it, and it was just some shit corridor leading downstairs. I was like, well, that was lame. I was a bit disappointed. But then I thought, well, I really do believe this is going to happen. So I closed the door whilst in the corridor and was like, right, when I go back into this room, there's definitely going to be a woman in there. Open up the door, and yeah, there was. It was pretty cool.
Shazam, there you go.
Sitting on a beanbag.
Was she fit?
I can't really remember. I can't really remember my dream.
It wasn't Dawn French, was it?
No, she was. She was definitely around our age and skinny, and probably was quite good looking, but I can't really remember. But that doesn't matter anyway, you know. It's what's inside that counts.
You've got a bird. You've got a woman in your dreams. You managed to conjure her up.
Yeah.
So did you destroy her?
Well, I went. I started walking towards her. And then again,
you see the fear in her eyes.
Well, no means no. And yeah, so I started walking towards her, and she was reading, sitting on this beanbag, right? And just for the record, I've never owned a beanbag, but it looked very comfortable. I might have to purchase one. I've heard they're quite annoying, you know, in case they get slit and beans fall everywhere.
Oh mate, this ain't IKEA selling show.
Well, I might have to do a spin show then.
Oh, furniture beanbag cast.
For my love of furniture.
You get a free woman on it reading.
Oh yeah, that's what all the magazines have.
And they do. They're always reading on a beanbag.
Lovely glasses, and
they're never actually real life situations with like a teenager just wanking off into a porn mag, sitting on a beanbag.
Loads of tissues just everywhere, like.
That's what they fill it with.
That is disgusting.
That slushing noise.
Oh, if you open up the bean, like someone slit the bean bag, just filled tissues.
Elements of pool mags just spilling out onto the floor.
So
that would be a good stash hold, actually.
Would it? I think a computer's probably better.
Yeah, well.
So, if you're in Egypt, then use a bean bag.
They've just ordered a load of beanbags in Egypt.
We're just regurgitating jokes from last week. Right, let's move on before it gets too stagnant.
Let's do it. Sorry. Rewinding it.
So, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, the beanbag woman. And, yeah, so I walked over to her, and it all started to rumble again. I was like, oh, shit.
Dream's fading.
So I tried to recover it by doing, you know, the usual methods, rubbing your hands and spinning around and all that stuff. But I started rubbing my hands, and I kept seeing in the background, well, I say background, but it was very, it's a really hard thing to describe unless you've had it experienced, I think. The dream scene was like intermittently changing whilst I was standing there. So I was like trying to look at this girl, but then I'd sort of look up and there'd be mountains, and they were like, you know, the Australian red mountains.
Oh yeah, good eye.
They were like that. And I kept saying out loud, no, I don't want you here. Go away. And I kept rubbing my hands.
The mountains can hear you.
Yeah, I kept rubbing.
But to be fair, they can. They, I mean,
well, they're not normal mountains, are they? They're magical, magical, like in Disney.
But that's a good point. Usually, like you really wanted that woman to be there, and she eventually was there waiting for you. But the same can happen. Like if you don't want something there, if you physically don't want it to be there, I mean, it would go. But I'm guessing, if you've got the idea of something on your mind, even if you don't want it to be there, it still might be there, if you know what I mean, because you're still thinking about it intently.
Yeah.
So well, that's probably why they wouldn't go away, and you've just got these fuck-off mountains in the back.
It was really weird, and like it kept changing intermittent. And so I span round thinking, right, hopefully this will sort of stabilise it a bit. I'll either be with the rocks, like the mountains, or I'll be with the woman, you know, so I wasn't really too worried. So I span round. I was just in a completely different place. I was in like barbecue scene, and there was like a swimming pool and like a buffet.
No mountains.
No, completely different scene.
That's what happens though. Stephen Le Burge. I always get his name wrong.
Get his name wrong. Stephen Le B.
I'm just gonna call him DJ Steve. Steve-O.
DJ Le B.
DJ Le B. Yeah. Well, he says that if you spin in a dream, it will change the scene. So,
well, there you go. So I span anyway.
You ended up at a family barbecue.
Well, some sort of barbecue, and it definitely wasn't England because it was actually good weather. And no one has a pool in England. Why would you have a pool? So you could use it twice a year. Lovely. What a waste of money. So,
even came in our own country now.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got to tick ourselves off.
Oh,
don't give it a cut unless you can take it. And, yeah. So, and then I saw another girl, and I was like, oh. Here we go. Maybe I've managed to fall into the right place. And she turned and looked at me, and then I just woke up. It was a bit lame.
Oh, I feel the sexual frustration in your dreams,
Joe.
To be honest,
I'm not really too bothered by it.
Every time
it's
you
only
get close.
A dream. And you know, I want to accomplish some other stuff. But like, for example, today I woke up this morning and I told you this, and I've got a friend called Dell, and I spent quite a lot of time talking to him on Skype because, you know, we play a few games. Like, he's like my business partner and stuff like that. So he,
boyfriend.
Yeah, my BFF, best friend forever. We have a little necklace, snap it in half. He's got half, I've got the other. We don't really have.
Brilliant. This.
Yeah, so he was in the dream, and we could fly around and all this sort of stuff. And then his dream character actually said to me, "Joe, are you lucid? Are you lucid right now?" And I was like, "No." Did a test. It didn't work. And I was like, "No, I'm not lucid." I just carried on.
And this
on
is
with
while
dream.
Loads of crazy shit's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I was
as
like
well.
Flying around, like fighting this weird monster thing. It was really slow, so you could
You were just relying on that reality test,
yeah,
weren't you?
Completely, yeah.
And that's what I said. Like,
yeah, you did, yeah.
Reality tests are well good, but if you just rely on that and not your awareness of your environment, because if shit's happening, like stuff's flying about and there's just like a massive, I don't know, volcano with a big old baguette
spurting shit.
You're just like, well, there is a volcano splattering shit all over this country. I might just hold my nose and my air's not coming out. It must be real life, yeah. You know. So
I do. I think it's weird because we did fully be like, originally we were like, yeah, these reality tests are the tits. Like, they work.
They
so
are tasty,
well.
And they do work most of the time.
But it kind of, I think when you get to that point, I think you actually will lose opportunities to get lucid through purely relying on these reality tests. I think
that's it. Don't just rely on them. Like,
got
to
question.
Huh?
You've got to question your reality, yeah. even if they're not working, because, you know, if I think once you've done the reality test, you'll be like, right, if I look around, and then I think you might think a bit.
Every time you do a reality test, rather than just do the light switch and say, oh, that hasn't worked. If it does work, still look around your environment and say, well, is there anything weird out of place? So you're doing two things at once. And that way, I mean, every time you do a reality test spontaneously in a lucid dream, you'll be so used to checking to see if anything's weird that you'll notice that there's this massive piece of shit firing out of a volcano, and you'll be like, dream, turn it into a woman.
What, spurting shit out of her?
Yeah, why not? When in Rome, so transform them women.
Are you saying that Rome is a shithole?
No, Rome is lovely.
Rome is a fantastic place.
Rome is beautiful.
Yeah, I really did.
There's some other countries that aren't as nice, but definitely they could do a bit of a dustpan and brush.
Or like England.
Yeah. They are awful.
What do you mean,
we are awful.
The royal they?
I mean, the Queen. What the hell she do?
Oh, let's not start going on about that. We're going to get snipered soon. I'm not in the mood.
Hey, I don't think the Queen could sniper us. She's got Parkinson's, for God's sake. She's got shaky wrists from too much tea. Down in them teas.
Doing that wave.
A sandwich in her face.
Doing that wave. She's just given a repetitive strain injury. Oh, man.
I reckon when she's like on her vitalizing machine, it just pumps in tea into her veins because she's just built up an immune system to tea. Just tea bags on her eyes. She just loves tea.
She is just she's the personification of tea.
Tetley's. Tetley's the queen.
You know what? Stupidly, subliminally, I actually look at the queen and think tea. That is, I do actually think that. I've just noticed it right now.
And not just normal tea, rich tea.
Rich tea with a rich tea biscuit getting dunked. Oh,
dunk it in her crown.
This is getting stupid.
I know. What the fuck are you talking about? Sorry, Queen.
Right, let's go on to you. It seems that you had absolutely no lucid dreams this week. Let's go.
I did have some normal dreams, though.
Yeah, but normal dreams are a bit boring, mate. Get on the bandwagon.
All right, calm it. I've got an outrageous dream.
Did you have a good dream?
Well,
tell us what your dreams were then, if you had a good one.
Well, I think it's not funny, but I had a dream where I was in a room and the lead singer of Coldplay was doing like a workshop.
I think you have told me about this one. This is good.
Well, it's awesome though, because like we're all holding hands in this group and he tells us to do these moves whilst listening to music. And as we do it, like rainbow colours start sparking off in the room and in between our hands. And this is the cool thing about dreams. Like, you can experience like an emotion that's not even possible in waking state almost. Like, I felt so connected with everyone in this room. It was a really overwhelming feeling that we're, I don't know, like, really, like, we're all linked as a group of people. Like, we all knew each other really well, even though I hadn't met these people. And I woke up out of the dream and I was like, oh my goodness, that felt the tits. Well, like, it felt proper invigorating. And I just wrote it down straight away.
When I rang you in the morning and you told me about this dream, I was just like, this kid's on something. You were just so happy about it. You just sounded well.
Yeah, I mean, until about midday, I was fucking like, my tits were just like, oh, just rubbing them with Vaseline. I felt so. I just felt proper. I just loved it. And then like, work kicked in.
Yeah, well, you know, work.
And then I was getting bullshit from work and I just started getting back into a shit mood. But the fact of the matter, it made me wonder if my dream recall was shit and I couldn't dreams, would I feel as good? Like, because usually I wake up, I have a dream and I'll be like, oh, I can't be arsed to write it down, I'm knackered.
Yeah.
I woke up this one, I felt like amazing, and I just got up and had to write it down straight away. But it's really cool how that feeling can have a cool effect. Like, the feeling from the dream can add to your waking state when you're awake, but I mean, it can go very quickly. Yeah. You know, as soon as you get stuck back into the nature of this reality and the things that get you down in life, which aren't actually really that meaningful, like, you know, someone having a go at you at work, you know, it's all bullshit. But
yeah,
I was just vassing up in the corner, just loving it till about midday. I just couldn't contain
myself. Nipple.
Nipple rub.
Well, we might as well go on to our little main topic this week, which is we've decided to chat about our intent in a lucid dream and also accomplishing sort of goals. Or, you know, being able to do stuff in lucid dreams, because, you know, we have kind of talked about it recently.
We've mainly talked about getting women.
Yeah, which is quite
one. Our listeners, this is probably not a very good topic.
Because it's quite tunnel visioned. You know, we just zoom in.
We're just women. Men, just like, women, lucid dream.
I think if this was two women hosting this podcast.
Oh, it'd be a totally different.
It'd be a lovely podcast. The viewers would absolutely enjoy it.
It'd just be like an episode of Loose Women.
It'll be Loose Women, but Lucid Women. Oh, I had to crack that out.
That was a bad egg.
That was the greatest joke ever.
Well, all right.
Don't know about that.
They'd be lucid dreaming about handbags and fucking, I don't know.
Oh, don't stereotype women now.
Breast implants.
I mean, countries is enough, but women. No wonder we're not getting...
Yeah, but like, you could say the same about us. All we fucking want to do is just shag women, like, fuck women. All we want to do in a lucid dream is get a woman and fuck it. Whereas women, like, oh, you know, I might try out a new dress. Like, at least that... I know it's sexist, but at least what they're doing isn't frowned upon, like what we
are. Well, we're just animals.
We are just fucking...
They're actually higher beings than we are.
Well.
Yeah.
I guess so.
We're just beasts.
But we would be useless without women, I reckon.
Oh,
we just, the country would be covered in shit and piss and.
Oh, if it was just males ruling the world, it would be an awful place to live.
Just tissues everywhere.
Porn just scrawled across the streets. Anyway, let's talk about our goals.
The main topic.
Goals and intent. Well, obviously, our intent every time we go into a lucid dream is pretty sexual. Well, I think we'll get over that.
Yours is well more sexual than mine.
Yeah, but I think that's because, I don't know, because
you are gagging for it.
You've experienced it pretty quickly, whereas mine's taken ages. I want to compare. That's why I want to compare.
Oh right, I see.
Like, from real life and a dream world. I just think it's such a cool concept that you can. You know, something that is actually quite intimate human race.
I mean, in a dream world, you do miss out a few steps, you know. I don't even talk to him, let alone buy him a drink.
You can do that if you've got some money and you're in the right city.
Yeah, I mean, in a dream scene, you literally just grab him. It's like picking up a bottle of pack of beans or something, I don't know.
Mate, we need to go to Thailand. That is our lucid dream heaven.
Same price as a... pack of beans as well.
Yeah, exactly. And they're even on show. They go to your... Oh, why am I talking about this? I don't need to talk about Thailand. We're not...
Right, Thailand, you want...
We're not holiday makers. We're lucid dreamers. So let's...
Right, what was the main topic? Intent.
Yeah, I was going to sort of try and talk about our previous experiences. I know, obviously, I've been talking about a lot of my sort of experiences in attempting to, you know,
Magic women. Whatever you want.
Yeah, I mean, it might not have necessarily been a woman, because I know in my last dream I tried to find a door because I wanted to try your tip. And originally there was no door in that room.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I need to find a door. And I turned around and the door was there. So
yeah, that's how it works. Yeah. That's how it works. You've obviously got that thought proper in your mind. So like that, then you'd be like, I really want a fucking door, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was like. But I do also want to try to sort of, you know, I do want to fly and that sort of stuff. But I think it was just because you can't compare it with real life, like flying. Like, well, I say real life, you know, I mean this reality. Like,
yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. Like, it's harder to intend something that you've never experienced.
Yeah, exactly. And I really wanted to sort of, you know, try and compare it with what, you know, how real it could be.
That's one of the learning curves in lucid dreaming, though. Like, because you're conditioned yourself through, because when you dream when you're younger, you do anything you want because you don't really know the laws of the physical world that well.
You're quite naive about it.
You're just a baby with a fucking bottle of milk and that's it. You don't know what's going on. Yeah. But now we're conditioned as we're older into this normal plane of reality. You know, we can't grasp the concept of flying, you know, on our own. And that's why when you're in a dream, you know you can do anything, but you're having to like sort of almost recircuit the way you think about things.
Yeah.
So you're so used to, you know, I can't fly. I can't even physically imagine it because it's just totally, you know, alien to me. But in a lucid dream, you'll start to realize that you can basically you can do anything.
Yeah.
It's just sort of relearning that process of your conscious mind that, you know, in this reality, I can do what I want. Go flying.
Well, is there anything that you've done recently that you've tried to do but, you know, failed to do?
Well, because I started getting into this a bit before the podcast. Like, I had a lot of problems in the beginning. Like,
what, similar ones to me, or?
Like, yeah, similar stuff. Like, I remember, because I've driven a car in a lucid dream before as well.
Yeah.
And, when I was sort of getting into it, I had this dream where I went out onto my front drive. At the start, all my dreams, I'd wake up in my room.
Yeah, well, see, I wake up in a different version of my room.
Like. Yeah, I basically woke up in my house a lot of the time.
Right.
So it was quite hard to get lucid because you'd wake up and it'd almost be like a false awakening, but it was a proper dream state. And I'd go outside my drive and there'd be this black KA. And I'd be like, I don't want this fucking car. And I don't even know why I cared about it that much. I was like, I want my own car, my little white Fiesta.
Yeah.
And I really wanted it that badly, but I couldn't see it and nothing was happening. And I really, really wanted it. I looked to my left and all of a sudden there was nothing there, but all of a sudden it was there. And that's how I started to realise, like, you know, if you really want something and just think about it, it will manifest.
Yeah.
So I've had similar things like you had with the door. Also, like, I remember I really, at one stage, I was really trying to change the scenery in the sky. Like, you know, I'd wake up and it'd be dark in a dream. I'd be like, oh, I want a daytime scene, or, you know, I want to, you know, paint the sky with stars and stuff, which you can do. And I used to do it by just waving my hand and stuff.
Right.
But I wouldn't have as much control as I do now. So, like, I might be able to get a few stars, but I wouldn't be able to brighten the whole scene.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. I mean, when I played guitar in a lucid dream once, because I wanted to see what that would feel like, and all of a sudden I heard like water just rushing outside, and I looked outside my window and it was just like a frozen scene and like water all rushing down below me, which I didn't intend at all. It just happened. So I think when you first start, you won't be fully in control. You'll be able to do certain things, but the dream will sort of throw you about.
Yeah,
like
I'm definitely being thrown about big time.
Yeah, but that is all part of it.
You don't
come out your mum's womb and just start speaking French and, you know,
smoking cigars and stuff.
Yeah. Just having sex with young babies.
Well, you say that, but I think quite a lot of French babies probably do something like that.
But they come out
and they've got a bit of wine and cheese and they're like, oh, sausage, oh. It's just straight into it.
They don't drink milk. They just fucking have a bottle of gin. Sucking on a bit of brew instead of their mum's nipple.
Milk. Mum, brew me some cheese.
Churn out some cheese.
Oh.
A big baguette.
Maybe they do.
Yeah, so like it's like that. It's like anything new with lucid dreaming. You're not just going to jump in and be like, you know, some massive superhero. you will get thrown about by the dream a bit. I mean, it still happens to me now.
I think also because obviously I talk about, basically, we're both heavily involved in lucid dreaming now. Both with, you know, this whole community thing, with the podcast. And I think it's, you know, when we first started, we did sort of think, oh yeah, it'll be great for us. We'll learn so much because, you know, we might be able to get guests on. You know, we'll talk through all of our problems. We'll get questions.
Might get laid out of it.
Yeah, but the problem is, you know, although we're so involved, we've also sort of propelled ourselves further than probably what we should be at the amount of time that we've been doing it for. You know, like you said, you know, we've crammed a lot of information in because we're trying to sort of, you know, help other people as well as ourselves. And I think that is actually having a bit of an adverse effect on me because I'm trying to do so much at the start when really I should probably concentrate on, you know, things like getting a door or, you know, just having a look around and enjoying the dream experience.
That is it. This is a problem I'm having at the moment. Like, oh, we're trying to do so much stuff. Yeah. Like, just that is a really good exercise. The next time you get lucid, don't do anything. Just enjoy where you are and explore it. Become like sort of get used to the dream state.
Yeah.
I mean, the more times you start changing stuff and like if you're not used to it and changing things, you're probably more likely to wake up because you're sort of getting frustrated and stuff's not happening.
Yeah.
And you're sort of losing the whole sense of the dream when you're worried about making a door. You know, I mean, the door's irrelevant. Just go and check out. Don't even need a door. Walk through a wall.
Yeah.
You know.
But I'm probably going to try that sort of thing because I am actually, you know, quite struggling with this whole control thing. And I mean, it's been my 6th lucid dream now. Obviously, 3 of them I weren't, you know, that involved because I pretty much just woke up straight away. But my other 3 have been...
Just woke up in a sloppy mess.
Yeah, well, my other 3 have been, you know, proper lucid dreams. It's just that I need to, because I've talked to you so much, I've talked to other people so much, and I've just jumped the gun a bit, and I think I do need to go back and literally just enjoy the dream state. I think once I do that, I'll probably start to control it a lot better.
I mean, I've definitely decreased in lucidity activity, and I know the reason why, because it's obvious if you look at how we've been working, like, the start of the show, I mean, literally, I fucking didn't stop talking about lucid dreaming to anyone. I'd be up to a stranger in the street, and like, he'd be like, do you know what bus is going to? Mate, have you ever heard of lucid dreaming? Oh, mate, it's the get lucid tonight. Basically, you fall asleep and you wake up consciously in your dream state. It's like, mate, what time's number 42 picking me up from Chelmsford? That's all they want to know.
Yeah. No one's interested.
No one's interested. Like, but that's the sort of passionate drive. I mean, I was always thinking about, always doing reality. I was doing reality just like once an hour and like talking about it all the time. I mean, a lot of people got pissed off with me probably. I mean, quite a lot of people at work think I'm a bit mental now because of it. And especially when I started talking about OBEs.
Yeah.
I was like, sort this kid out. Get him a double brandy or something. Jesus. Lock him up. But the reason I've lost lucidity now is that I've noticed there wasn't much things that I was worried about during this massive lucidity period. But recently I've had like, I've been working loads. I've been thinking about a lot of things that I'm trying to run my own business, and I've got loads of problems going on with that. And like I've got loads of things on my mind, which is keeping me preoccupied from thinking about lucid dreaming.
Yeah.
And like, if you're going to bed at night and you've got all this, if you've got loads of shit on your mind, and you're thinking about it, you sort of daydream before you go to sleep.
You definitely do,
what am I going to do about this thing? And I've got to get up early because I've got to fucking go down to the post office. And you start losing the whole idea of lucid dreaming. And then you just quickly tell yourself, oh, I want to get lucid. I want to have a lucid dream tonight. You know, you're not reinforcing it as much as you used to.
Well, and you're not totally involved in it. And you said a really good point earlier how, you know, what was it you were saying about...
Well, like, if you've got unfinished business, I saw this on a video. Like, you're really worried about, I don't know, you got loads of work to hand in by a deadline, and you're worried about getting this work done. You know, your subconscious probably wants to play out this scenario or this thought in your dream, like, to get it off your chest almost. And your subconscious is going to be driving that rather than letting you obtain lucidity, because you need to get this sort of thing out of your mind, basically. It's a really, really weird thing. But like, if you've got loads of stuff on your mind, then and you're concerned, you've got loads of concerns, I mean, getting lucid is going to be harder.
Yeah.
So I think what I'm trying to do now is all the stuff I've got on at the moment, I'm trying to get it out the way. So I haven't got anything to worry about. So I can literally just focus all on lucid dreaming again. I know it's quite a hard thing to do, but it's just juggling the balance, because like people work full time and they want to get lucid dreaming, but they've got all these concerns of like waking state. It's going to have a quite a bad effect, I think.
Especially when you start throwing in things like wake back to bed methods, and you know, when you're mucking your sleeping plan up a lot, and you're, you know, trying to do different techniques and stuff like that. I think
it all adds up. Yeah, I mean, it's a jumble stuff.
Yeah, especially when we're all trying, you know, especially me and you, because we're trying to bundle all these new techniques pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean, we have absolutely raped the lucid dreaming world.
Yeah.
We've gone nuts on it.
Yeah. I mean, imagine talking to ourselves about a month ago. It'd be quite ridiculous.
I think we're clinically insane.
Well, the thing is, we can we're quite lucky in the fact that we can listen back at the podcasts of when we first did it and hear how naive we were about it all.
I mean, we still are.
Yeah, definitely. We're not, like we said, we said this on the first episode, we're in no way experts. We're
literally
just
two slags from England.
From Essex.
I forgot where we're from.
We're from the astral plane, sir. That's where we're from.
Dear.
So what about so we've talked about, you know,
that was fucking serious.
Well, you know, we've got to balance it out. Last week's episode was a bit outrageous, so we had to
last week's got out of control. Yeah. That was a
sorry, Dawn French.
Loose cannon. Oh yeah, I know. She's a really funny woman as well, you know.
We do really like you.
She is a bit overweight though, so.
She is, but
salt it out.
She's a lovely lady. Lovely.
Beautiful.
But yeah, what about techniques to sort of try and allow you to gain what you want in a lucid dream? You know, like you gave me the good technique, which I think you said was from Robert Wagner, about the door.
Wagner! Oh, I love him. He knows his stuff. Honestly, get his book, Joe, man. Everyone.
I know, I will. I'm actually still going through Stephen LeBerg's, because I know.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
the thing is, you read it so quick. And juice, go on to the next one. I've sort of thought, I'm going to take my time a bit, because I know that Smith has definitely read this too quickly.
And, yeah, I have. I mean
you even said it. Yeah. So.
Yeah, but it's too mental. I got far too juiced. But Robert Wagner's book doesn't really give, like, I mean, he does give techniques towards the back end of it, but Robert Wagner's book literally opened me up to the possibilities of lucid dreaming. I mean, you read DJ LaBeeb, you read his book, and, like, it is really eye-opening to some of the stuff you can do, but he focuses mainly on techniques and gain lucidity, which is fucking useful. But Robert Wagner's just like, oh, you know, you could do this. Like, he said you could become a bird, you know, not pretend you're a bird, like sort of see a bird's vision, but actually be a bird experiencing wings and feathers and stuff. And I didn't really think about that sort of stuff, you know. I was just up for getting a lucid dream and fucking something.
Yeah,
you know, that was all I was thinking about.
I think a lot of guys, you know, and I don't like talking for other people, but I do feel that most men are in the same boat of like, oh, it'd be well cool to get with a woman in a lucid dream.
I mean, it is, but like, there's so many cool other experiences you can do. I mean, what were we saying again? Like
techniques for trying to
techniques. Or the best one I've heard is, because when you're lucid, if you haven't planned something, you might not necessarily remember what it is you wanted to do exactly anyway. Or like you could actually become lucid in a dream and then be completely like, fuck, I don't know what to do. You'd just be standing there with your cock out. You're like, I don't know what to do. I wish I'd like.
Yeah, but I wish I had that experience, because I've always had some sort of intent, because we talk about it so much. So I wanted to try so many different things straight away.
You can forget and stuff. Like,
right. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
What, like, if there's something specific you really wanted to do, like, I've got a goal at the moment, which is I want to fire a magical beam out of my hand, and that will create a pub. And I want to go in that pub and drink a load of alcohol to see if I can get drunk in a lucid dream. Because I reckon you can do it.
We see that links into one of the questions. We only got one question this week, and it actually
was. One question?
Yeah, just the one.
That is fucking
from,
awful.
Someone called Ella, and she said.
Oh, tasty.
Yeah, mate.
Hello, Ella. We love you.
She said, what happens if you drink alcohol in a lucid dream?
Oh, well, there you go.
We don't know.
So, we don't know. That is what I'm planning to do. And like, this is going on about how if there's something you want to do, how do you do it? You know,
yeah.
What you should do is before, you know, you go to bed or just during the day, whenever you've got a bit of time to think about something, just think precisely what you want to do and just imagine doing it. Like, you know, sort of when you daydream, instead of daydreaming about bullshit stuff like, oh, when's this deadline in or something, think about what you do in a lucid dream. Like, so I'm literally standing there visualizing, creating this energy beam, firing it, and getting battered, smashed, drunk, pissed, whatever, in a lucid dream. You know, I know it's quite a crude thing to do, but I just want to see if it can be done.
Oh yeah, but I mean,
and rather than intend, you know, to find a pub, because I could just probably like be, oh, there's a pub around this corner or through this door. I want to like make it with my own hands.
That'd be so hard. But if you succeed, it'd be awesome.
I think it could be done. I mean, anything could be done in a lucid dream. That's the beauty of it. I mean, I might not be able to do it first time, or it might not happen exactly how I want it, but I know it will happen. But that's the best technique I can say. Like, just think, really think and visualise what you want to do precisely before you go to bed.
Yeah.
And then when you're in a lucid dream, rather than standing there with like a massive question mark over your head, you know, where do I go or what should I do? You've already got this pre-planned thing. And, you know, that will help you visualise it even more because you've thought about it so much.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think that's probably the...
So I can imagine you tonight, Joe. Just
I don't know. I'm kind of getting a bit bored of this. I'm kind of getting a bit bored of this trying to get on this woman thing. I might just, you know, let it just happen eventually.
You know what? I bet as soon as you don't think about it, you'll get a lucid dream and you'll get a crowd of 50 women just come up and just tear you to shreds.
Like, Joe, hello. And I'll be like, well, look, love, I want to go fly now. Fuck off. Just completely deny it. I don't know.
Get in the wheelbarrow.
We'll see. But those, I don't know, I haven't really got any goals. I think because, like I said, because I haven't really sort of enjoyed myself in the dream yet, I've just been very, very professional about it. I've gone in and been like, right, I want to try and do this. And I think my goal now actually is to just go in and fuck about for a while.
Yeah, I mean, just talking to dream coaches is an amazing thing.
Well, I mean, just experiencing being thrown about, instead of trying to overcome it, I'm like just sort of in just, you know, oh, there's something on my face. Fuck it. Let's just keep going. I think I might try and do that rather than try and overcome the problems that keep coming at me.
Oh, yeah. But like, I mean, could you see?
I could see just. It was funny. It was funny, man. I was like trying to like look down and just see over this little bit of bed cover.
You're just walking around this street with a sheet over your face all day.
Yeah, it would. That's what I mean. I think because obviously we have quite good imaginations in the sense that like stuff that's happening is quite stupid, and I know a lot of people's dreams are the same. I'm not saying that we're like any better or anything like that. I'm just saying that because like we talk about random bullshit so much that it happens a lot in the dreams, and I think me being thrown about in it is actually directly like related to, you know, what we chat about and how much shit we chat in general as well. And I think I think as a person I should really be going with the flow rather than trying to go against what really is my personality, in a sense.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, so. I mean, it is. I mean, if you think about it, your dreams, you're spunning up mountains and, you know, last week you had a Japanese girl throw herself on you.
Yeah,
you
some 60-year-old trying to get with me. And,
you know, I mean, it is crazy stuff. It's pretty mental.
So, all right, well, that's pretty much our main topic for this week. And we'll try and talk about that a bit more next week, actually, I think, because... it is a very good topic to sort of.
I think this is a topic that, like, the whole not the intended thing, but the whole, like, if you're struggling to lucid dream, they just say practice these techniques. But I really do think, like, people don't talk very much about, you know, if you've got a lot of shit on your mind,
yeah,
and if you've got all these concerns in your waking state, it's going to have an adverse effect on the lucid dream because. You can't have a clear mind about lucid dreaming and like, focus on that.
Well, that links directly also into our Get Lucid 101 for last week, which was the, you know, we had the two part, but one of the parts was the meditation.
Two part bad boy. Yeah.
And you know,
did you do any meditation, Joe?
I gave it a go, actually. I did give it a go. But the thing is, I found that it was...
You just started wanking.
No, it was exactly the same as trying to do a wild. I really do think it was exactly the same. It's just that you're sitting up rather than lying down. And the thing is, I actually remember Sean saying that he's read, you know...
This is Sean from the old...
Lucidity. I keep forgetting to sort of say that.
Plug it, boy.
Yeah, iiiproductions.com. Check it out, bitches. he said... I remember him saying something along the lines of that he read different books from different sort of planes of thought. You know, some were about meditation, some were about, you know, the afterlife, some were about this, some were about that. And he said that a lot of them were saying the same techniques, but all claimed that they were going to different places. So like some of the meditation books said that they were going to, like, you know, wherever the meditation people go, you know, to find their
Tesco's
chi or whatever, I don't know. Like that sort of stuff, right?
Find themselves.
Yeah, and then the wild books were like, yeah, well, you're going into a dream. And he said it's all the same techniques. It's just that you're, you know, people proclaim that it's in different places that they're going to, but really, I think that they are probably all the same sort of thing.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah,
but,
and because of that, that I found that the meditation, you know, really was pretty much sitting wild.
But that I mean, that's a good thing, though, because it does prepare you for that sort of state of mind. Although, yeah. I have to admit, I mean, I haven't done meditation a lot. I mean, I said do it every
once.
Day for 5 or 10 minutes. I think I did it about 2-3 times, and at different times. Like, I did one for 10 minutes. I actually did one for like an hour. But, you know, because I don't really know what I'm doing. I know you just need to sit down and stuff. I ended up sort of dribbling or, like, falling asleep.
Yeah.
You know, we're quite slaggish with the stuff we do. I haven't really researched it that well. But I did notice, through periods of doing a meditation, I did get a different sort of feeling.
But do you feel that might be because you've kind of incepted that thought into your mind, that it is a different set?
Slapped it in there. Well, no, because I don't know. I do sort of agree with you, because if you think about it, a wild awakened juice where you fall asleep consciously is basically the same as meditation. But the whole idea of meditation, I think, is not, I don't know. I'm not really sure. I'm quite ignorant on the subject, but I don't know if you're meant to. I don't know if you're meant to fall asleep or not in meditation, but...
Or maybe that they say that you're not falling asleep, but really you are. You know,
yeah.
I don't know. We, like we said, we haven't really...
But I did. Sometimes I did it for like 15 minutes, and you know, maybe 1 minute out of that 15 minutes halfway through, I got a really, really cool sensation, almost like euphoric.
Did you get that? No, but was it that sort of sensation? Because I've had this when I...
Coming, like you're going over a hill.
Yeah,
quickly.
Was it that sort of thing?
No, but I've experienced that in a wild.
Yeah, because I think that's the point that you're starting to fall asleep and your consciousness is dipping in and out.
It was slightly different. I can't really explain it, but I'm definitely going to continue with it because I think the two are so heavily linked. I mean,
well, you might as well spread yourself a bit thin on those sort of things, because
just spread it like a dirty slag.
It's technically the same sort of thing.
Just rubbing myself in butter.
Do slags rub themselves in butter? I thought that was like
the Essex ones do.
Do they?
Butter and fat. Well, the girls I go for. I don't know about you.
Well, we all know differentiating.
You just fucking get birdseed and bacon and just go around a farm. Just wait for the horses to get
it's
you.
Not as bad as Chris with the pork pies on the dance floor. That's what he likes doing.
Oh, dear. Don't
Sorry.
Get But, oh, my goodness, this has been a fucking serious show. But I love it.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, we needed to counterbalance that
counterbalance
horrific
the
show last week.
Last week was ridiculous. I loved it though.
Got a
good response.
Yeah, no, I was going to talk about that actually, but we'll quickly chat about this door thing, and then we can talk about the thingy.
Tasty door, right?
Well, you know, we did suggest about the door last week, and I hope people did watch that Egypt video. And once again, thanks to 00 Conscious, the astral
Special
James
agent
Bond.
Lucid Dreamer.
Yeah, he's out there fighting crime and lucid dreaming. So. Thank you very much again for sending us that Egypt link. You can find the link in our previous podcast on our blogspot. I think, did we post it on Facebook?
I don't know. We posted it
on my Facebook, I know that. No, sorry, on Sean's Facebook.
Just posted it in a letterbox, don't know where it went.
No,
just
hopefully
send
it's
everywhere.
A place that you can find. Yeah, we'll try and post it again somewhere.
That video is amazing, though.
It is very good. And at the end of that, some jolly bloke told you some cool reality test. But it was actually not really a reality test. It's more trying to remind yourself constantly that you're checking for a dream.
Yeah, I mean, going through a door every time and checking
it's
for a dream.
It's so hard.
Because you go through one door and then you go through another door and it's only been a second and you're talking
exactly.
To you, you're like, oh, I'm not testing reality again, you know, and you sort of have that attitude and it carries on throughout the
day.
Yeah,
exactly. What I try to do, right, so I put a note on the back of my first door, like obviously my bedroom door, right, saying, check the door, like, and so like I'd look at it and go, oh yeah, check the door. And then from that, I'd try throughout the day to remember, literally, maybe about 3 doors in, I'd forget every single time. And it wasn't even a progression. It wasn't like one day I did 3 doors, next time I did 4 or 5, next day I did 7. Now I'm doing all of them. It wasn't that. It was like literally maybe 1 or 2, that's it. And I forgot.
Yeah, but like, you know, who can be asked?
Yeah, but you say that, but we really should be. Because that's the whole goal.
I know, but, you know, sometimes I'm in a rush and, you know. I mean, do car doors count? I don't know. You know, I'll get in that.
Let's not get into semantics.
Garage doors?
Yeah, cellar garage doors? Cellar door.
Deep in the cellar?
What about stairs? Because technically they're doors for the ups, for the different planes of level.
Basically, anytime you do anything, check if you're dreaming. So you can never get anything done, but you'll fucking get lucid all the time.
Lovely.
Lovely stuff.
Well,
even if you're having sex with someone, just check if you're dreaming. I mean, well,
technically, that is a door.
I'm definitely dreaming if I'm fucking having sex with someone.
Technically, it's a door anyway. Got to open it up.
Just a big hole. If you go through any holes.
So any sort of chasm.
Deep chasm. If you're in a deep chasm.
Any bat caves.
Oh, lovely.
You know.
Got some flaps. Oh, getting a bit sexual.
Well, if you penetrate an atmosphere.
What?
And go into outer space, you've got to check then as well.
I mean, you probably are dreaming then.
I don't know. You might be Neil Armstrong.
Brilliant.
I was going to say Louis Armstrong then. What, the sax?
The jazz.
The trumpet player.
Trumpet. If you see him, you're dreaming. Right, what are we, what's the plan of action?
Right, the wild.
That's a Lucid 101 to...
Yeah,
this week.
The actual, this week's Lucid 101
and
is...
It doesn't mean go out and fucking buy a load of prostitutes and get pissed up and just shag them all.
Do loads of coke and go completely wild.
Yeah,
don't mean that.
Don't go wild. No. Don't do that. Do that if you
We're
want.
We're not Charlie Sheen, lads. So, you know...
That's not the... Do that in your lucid dream.
Mate, Charlie Sheen's life is just a lucid dream. That bloke's an absolute nutcase.
He loves it.
He basically has wilds all the time. Lucky bastard. Anyway, so, wilds. Right, explain quickly again, Smith, what a wild is. I'm sure people know what it is.
Right.
To reiterate to anyone who hasn't listened to the show.
Stop going nuts. It's, you go to sleep.
Well, what's it stand for first? Give them that one.
I don't know. No, it's wake-induced lucid dream. What was that?
That's a laugh.
Just an air vent went off in your room.
Oh, I just deflated. Sorry.
Pump up, mate. Pump up.
I just deflated my blow-up doll.
What, Sandra?
No, Shaun the Sheep. No, I didn't do that.
She's just filled up with semen.
Oh, why would you... Let's just overstep the... That's definitely...
You can't overstep it on this show. I mean, what would overstepping be? That was overstepping, was it?
It was one off. It was getting close. Like, if there was a limbo line...
I hate it if you had a puncher in that blow up doll and just semen spurted out all in your room.
What would my mum think walking in? Like, what have you done?
Like, I only bought you that shig last week. Get the kit out. Puncher it up. Right. Lucid 101, wild. Basically, just go to... Right. The best way this would work is if you do a wake back to bed. Combine it with that, I think it's the best.
You kind of need to explain a bit what it is.
Yeah, basically, a wild is you fall asleep consciously, so you would have some sleep beforehand because you won't be able to just slap into a wild like going outside.
Yeah, but
you
need to... What I mean is, like, some people might not understand the concept that it's literally you go to bed and you physically just fall into a dream from waking state.
Don't wake up instantly in a dream. You fall asleep. Well, you don't fall asleep. You keep your mind conscious throughout the entire dream cycle.
So your body falls asleep, but your consciousness doesn't.
I mean, most times I've done it,
it's difficult.
You feel the sensation of sleep paralysis.
Oh, yeah, I love that stuff.
You're keeping your mind conscious. It's quite addictive.
Oh, really? The thing is, I haven't had it for a while, but it is very cool. I mean...
It's tasty.
I used to get it every... obviously, you get it every night anyway. Because sleep paralysis is there as a protection method to stop you from acting out your dreams. Because obviously, you don't want to... You know, if you're, like, fighting, like, dragons and stuff in, like, a dream, you don't want to be swiping your hand in a close proximity, especially if you're married and you're just karate chopping your wife's throat. She's like, like, you know, you don't. It's not a good idea to be.
You don't be slapping her about.
No, so you know, it's there to protect your wife.
It is. I mean, when you first do a wild, if you've not done one before,
it's freaky as fuck.
Yeah, it is fucking mental.
The first time I did that.
Insane.
Well, I mean, it was literally, like, you were talking about lucid dreaming, and I was like, oh, mate, I'm going to check this out. So I went and had a look at a few videos, and one of them pretty much showed you how to do a wild. It wasn't completely correct, but I went back and I tried it, and I didn't get a wild, but I had sleep paralysis, and I nearly shit myself.
Nearly or a little bit? A little bit came out.
A little rosebud popped out.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, but that...
Stained the sheets.
And it was an awesome experience. And the cool thing about it is if you're just starting, I really recommend trying to do this just for the sleep paralysis, because as soon as you gain sleep paralysis, you're like, oh my God, if this is real, then what's all this other shit that this kid's chatting about? Because if the first step is that mental, imagine when you get
into
it.
And that's just getting into it.
Yeah, exactly. So,
I mean, you slap out a while now, but now I'm just standing. It's like sitting waiting for a bus. I'm like, yeah, waiting, buzzing sounds come in, I can hear a fucking...
Yeah, but
ocean.
Like, when you first start, I remember saying, I'm never going to get used to this. This is fucking crazy.
Yeah, but that's like waiting for a bus, yeah. You know. Just feel my entire body shake intensely. I can hear the sea, even though I know I'm in my room.
Yeah.
You know.
It is very weird.
It's messed up. But that's the experience of a while, because obviously Whoa. Some people don't know what it is. Like, you just... The way you do it is, when you're falling asleep, try and keep your mind... you know, sort of conscious, basically. And it's a really hard thing to explain. But like I've said before, well, all I sort of do is look into the blackness.
You see, but the thing is with that, I found when I first started to do it, I had like quite a cool technique, like a bit of a routine with it. What I used to do is I'd put my arms above my head, right, and lay there with my eyes open for a good, you know, 10 minutes. And that started quickly filtering out stuff that I, you know, thoughts that I didn't really care about, you know, sort of like day-to-day things like, did I eat enough fruit and veg today?
Yeah.
No, yes. Don't
no.
know.
No, never eat fruit and veg.
I love fruit and veg.
You're always on the pie mash.
I don't think I've ever eaten pie mash in my entire lifetime.
Oh, no. What is it? Cauliflower cheese. That's what you love.
I fucking hate that stuff. I don't mind cauliflower on its own. I could eat that before.
Ins and outs of your dietary requirements.
Mm, yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so I put my arms above my head and literally... And then, so I think about the day's sort of usual crap. And then once I feel that I'm tired, that I'm ready to go to sleep, and that all of that's out of my system, you know, it can take a bit longer. It depends on how good you are at sort of blocking that crap out. I put my arms down to my side, like I'm going to go bed. Lay on my back, have my head either to the left or the right, because I found that if I lean it back, saliva builds up and I start like snoring and gargling. So, yeah, that's actually quite a good tip. Keep your head to the right or the left, because otherwise spit really does build up. And this is preference, because I found that I don't... If I swallow, I wake myself up a bit more.
You swallow, do you?
Oh, you're funny.
You love it. You're always gargling on it.
I do like
I can never hear you. I can never understand you sometimes, the amount of stuff you've got in your mouth.
It's just overspill.
Gargling away.
So, I found that if, you know, if I do swallow during the night, semen, I mean saliva, if I do swallow my spit, you completely fucking ruined my train of thought. All I can think about is swallowing cum.
What you're is the deep swallower. Just swallowing in the night. Oh, that's a lovely image, that is.
I've lost everything. I just, you know, I might end
basically
this podcast
you like swallowing
now.
In the night. That's what you just said.
That is what I'm saying. So if you don't like to swallow during the night, like me, I prefer not to. I put my head to the left or the right and the spit just goes down. But just dribbles down. Otherwise, I'll wake up. So I'm just giving you that little quick tip. Yeah. Took a lot longer to say than it should have done. Yes, and then once I've done that, I just literally lay there for ages. And don't move. Literally, do not move at all. If you move, then you'll stop your paralysis and you'll stop your body from falling asleep. It's you're kind of tricking your mind that you're falling asleep when really you're staying, you know, slightly conscious. And that's the key, is to try and trick your body you're falling asleep. And it's actually quite hard. But like you said, Smith, doing it with the wake back to bed method.
What? Swallow?
What?
Oh.
Are you reigniting that joke again?
I fucking love that. That was ridiculous. I didn't even hear what you were saying, what we were talking about.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. So if you combine that with the wake back to bed method... then you can actually get even better results, because the wild is a lot easier to do when you've had some sleep beforehand. Any comments, Smith?
No comment. Just, yeah, do that. Do the wild. It's good.
There you go.
Keep it up.
It's just, you've ruined your own your own flow now.
I know. Just, right. Right, well, so yeah, do a wild. That's it. Just get in it. Get into it.
That's my technique for it. Smith's gargling on his own.
Mine, you're just gargling on semen in the night, trying to think about nothing. I can't. It's a different technique, but, you know.
Well, I didn't actually say, well, you know, that was a bit of a side note. Like, that's a little tip I picked up because I kept waking myself up. I'd be like, no! Oh, my God. I'd snore because there's like, just saliva everywhere.
My saliva,
like.
Just some drunken mess.
Yeah.
If I've not actually tried that technique where you're saying, like, have your arms above your head and stuff, and I think that's quite a good idea because it releases tension in your body.
Yeah, it does, yeah. And I just sort of got it through a YouTube video.
If you're doing a wild, I think weight back to bed is the best method to combine it with, because your mind will be more alert, but your body will be up for sleeping. So if you get up, like, say, 2 hours before you usually would, or maybe three, I don't know,
well,
whatever.
It all depends on how long you're sleeping for. If you're... what was it? Is it every hour and a half that you get REM cycles at the start?
Something like that.
I can't remember anymore. That's how bad.
It does have an effect, but I don't follow it like that. I mean, you should do, really, to get better results.
Well, I think it's something like every hour and a half, every 90 minutes is a REM cycle. So if you try and stagger it around that, so around 6 hours or maybe like 7.5 hours of sleep, you wake up and you have a couple hours up. Well, it completely depends on you as a person. I like to have a long time or a really short time, whereas Smith's is like in between. He's like an hour. So, but we've talked about that on another episode. What episode was that?
Oh, I don't know.
It's on another one of our episodes. I think I might start.
I think it was when we insulted Tom Cruise. I can't remember.
Oh, that's episode two then.
Is it that one?
Yeah, maybe. That was episode two with the movies and that. So it's either two or three, I know that. So check those out if you want to know more about the weight back to bed method, because we're running out of time here, Smith. So,
but yeah, I mean, weight back to bed. I mean, what I would do is get up. I say I go to bed at 12. I get up at like 6. Read about lucid dream for an hour. Think about what you want to do. Like we said, like if you're something specific you want to do, think about it for that hour or half an hour before you go to that last half an hour. Go to sleep. Sort of think of nothing. Look into the blackness and just let yourself sort of fall asleep. But try and keep consciousness, and a load of fucking weird shit will happen, and you'll be like, bang, I'm in a dream, and you'll love it.
It's quite hard for us to explain, because each person's different. Like, Smith will get a certain thing, and I don't really get many noises at all. In fact, I sometimes I get, like, a bit of ringing in my ear. That's about it, really. But
yeah.
I do get a lot of imagery, and I get a lot of flashing imagery, and a lot of, repetitive imagery, and Smith doesn't really get that as much, do you, so...
Yeah, well, to be fair, it does. I mean, it's not like a set formula.
No, but I do get similar things each time. So, yeah. Well, that's the wild anyway. Try and do one of those, because they're such a weird experience. And I really do recommend trying that to start out with, just purely because it's awesome to feel sleep paralysis, and it will really boost you into, you know, trying to do more in lucid dreaming. So. Right, anyway, we better start wrapping this up, because we've been talking for ages.
Are we sellotaping it up?
Yeah, mate.
Boxing it.
Gift wrapping it, sending it out.
Bow tie.
There you go. So, you got any shout-outs this week, Smith?
Yeah, well, I don't know who the creator is, but I went on this website recently and I thought it was well good.
Right.
I really should have known who owns the website, but whoever it is, it's an awesome website for information on lucid dreaming. And, I mean, all the stuff me and Joe talk about, it's all on there, but a lot better explained. You know, if you don't want to buy like one of these books, you can go on this website for free. It's www.world-of-lucid-dreaming.com, and it is a tasty website, so check that out, please.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. Delicious.
Oh, it is.
Any others, Smith?
Oh, well, you know, the old usual slags at gcwebs.com, the website design company. Thanks for hosting, we love you.
There you go. Is that all you've got this week, or?
That's all I've got, you know, just the two. Couldn't really.
Well, I haven't really got any proper ones. I'd like to say thank you to everyone that's commented on all our videos, and we've started to get a few people adding us on Facebook and all that sort of stuff. And
oh yeah, it's really nice to like people and giving us positive feedback. So that's tasty. We do really appreciate that.
It's really, really nice. And
I was worried we were going to get hated for
last week's episode. Being offensive. In fact, I was kind of hoping that we would, so we could calm it down a bit. But now we've almost got rights to go mental, because no one said calm it down.
See how far we can push it.
Yeah, we're going to push that boundary.
I mean, we did push it quite far with the semen beanbag. I don't know what people think about it. Hopefully they'll enjoy it.
That was pretty.
Let us know. Email us in.
Please email us if you found that too offensive, because we will calm it down. Will we? No.
No, of course not. Send more people.
But I have actually, we have got quite a big announcement this week, because we did say last week that we had some cool stuff in the horizon. And we can actually announce this week, because it's happening, is that we're starting a big community site.
We can say civil partnership.
Well, if you want, you know, I'm not gay, but...
Well, we shouldn't really discuss this on air, really, but... Oh, go on, sorry, I've interrupted you there.
we're trying to sort a community website out, because we found that a lot of these, you know, we're not saying all of them, but a lot of the sites that we've been on aren't very welcoming to new people or people that have content that they want to spread. We found it very difficult to you know, try and involve more people in the podcast and, you know, that sort of stuff. And we feel that, you know, as a community, it needs to be very open to spreading the word for everything. You know, any piece of work that you've done, we like to feature. If you send us anything, and you know, we really want to spread the word rather than, you know, be elitist about everything. So we decide that we're going to make a community site. We haven't got the full details of it, but we know it is happening. So keep your eyes peeled on all our usual spots, because it's going to be juicy. It's going to be absolutely juicy. I'm looking forward to getting it down. And
we're going to have all our podcast episodes up there.
Rather than
just a slaggy blog spot where you just don't know what's going on.
Yeah, we're going to have all sorts of cool stuff up there. So, you know... And also, we'll be able to feature other people's stuff on there, which is probably the biggest part that I feel that is needed. Yeah. Is
just going to be one slag website that ciphers off portal. Into all the content.
A big lucid portal for everyone to enjoy. So hopefully you guys can check that out once we've done it and enjoy it and everything like that. So also, I wanted to say that we might have a special guest, but he's not that special. We might have a guest next week. Might do. We're not sure about this, but it should happen. We might have a guest next week. Like one of our friends who has kind of sort of grown with Lucidity with us, but didn't start right at the start. We'd like to bring him on, you know, to talk and ask him some questions, because it'd be nice to get another opinion for you guys of a beginner lucid dreamer as well. Just to, you know, reiterate some problems that you have when you start and that sort of stuff. So we're probably going to bring him on. His name's Dewig, so we'll see. Might as well say what ways you can find us. Please add us on Facebook. I mean, everyone's done a good job this week of getting in contact. It's been really cool.
We do love getting feedback from people.
You know, even if it's bad feedback, you know... We can't be that good. You know, we need to improve. So please send us any feedback possible. Doesn't matter
it is. We're not talking into the web to no one. Yeah. We're not talking to a black hole. There's people out there that are listening to us. We love it.
You can, on Facebook, that's just search Get Lucid and you'll find us. Or you can add us individually like some people have. You'll just be able to find us through the Get Lucid. You can find us on iTunes. Once again, just type in Get Lucid. Twitter is @GetLucidUK. Blogspot is getlucidukblogspot.com. You can email any questions or any comments, anything you like. Dream journals, all sorts of stuff. Pictures, with you know, anything. At getluciduk@hotmail.co.uk.
Music, send us music. I love music.
If you sent us music, I would.
If you sent us music, we'd get you on the show.
Yeah, I would get you on. So you can perform it live. Be wonderful. If you don't want to perform it live, you don't have to. Just send us it. And you can also subscribe via our RSS, but that's on our blogspot. So that's about it. Remember the Get Lucid 101 this week, which is Waking Juice Lucid Dreams.
Yeah.
So give that a go. Me and Swift will we're going to try and crack out as many as we can this week, so we can give you...
We'll have a competition. Who can have the most wild?
All right, yeah, I'm up for that. A little bit of competition. What do we win?
The winner gets
the beanbag full of semen cum.
Oh, I can't wait for that that prize. I'm
juiced up for that. Or should we say the loser? I hate to know. There.
What the hell does a runner-up get? Just a drunken
slap
slag.
The chops.
Slapping the chops. Yeah. All right. You get to slap. Whoever loses gets slapped in the chops.
By the beanbag full of tissues.
Brilliant.
All right. That's a deal. I'll virtually shake on that with you.
All right. Hang on.
Oh. Yeah. Shake. Lovely. Lovely. Thought so.
Lovely. Sweet.
Right. I suppose that wraps it up. All right. We'll see you next week, everyone. So, see you later.
Cheeky.
Lucid dreams.